Hello, everybody. Welcome. Today is hump day. It is Wednesday, March 6th, 2024. I am Solid Blue Sister, and this is my turn to talk. And I do hope everyone's having a wonderful day wherever they are. My day's been a little bit hectic, to say the least. But I am here, and I am grateful that I am here. And wherever you are, whatever platform you are listening, thank you very much as always. Always appreciate it. Hey, Brina. Welcome, girl. Hey, Frank. Minnesota, hey. Welcome. Having issues with my outro today. So, let's get started. Okay, so let's talk about human interaction today. Why is it that some people don't like human interaction? Why does it seem like that some people don't like being around people? And I'm not talking about people who have, you know, bouts with depression or mental illness or even anxiety. I'm talking about you just have some people who just don't like being around people. You know, it's almost as if they close themselves off. They close themselves off so, you know, they don't have to, you know, talk to anyone or be with anyone. If they're in relationships, their relationships don't last. You know, why is it that some people are like that? You know, why does it seem like there's some people intentionally push people away? But then again, you have people who love being around people. You have people who crave being around people. I'm not talking about people who want the attention or anything. I'm just talking about people who just really enjoy being around people. You know, do you have some people, I mean, I'm not saying that this is true, but do you have some people who go into the medical field, become doctors and nurses, you know, dentists, whatever, because not only do they like helping people, but they enjoy being around people. And I would think that if you're in a position where you're in contact with people, you have to have some, you have to like people on some level. I mean, I would think that you would, you know, have to like people on some level. But it's not always like that. You know, and unfortunately, you are going to have people who, when they pass away, they're going to pass away lonely people. They're going to pass away people who are just going to die by themselves. Now, you can have a lot of friends, a lot of family, and you can die alone. You can die in your sleep, you know, whatever. You can have an accident, you know, you die by yourself. But I'm talking about people who, people are not even aware that you exist because you keep yourself away from other people. You know, for me personally, I think that's sad. But some people prefer it. Some people prefer leave me alone. I mean, there are times when I'm like, you know what, leave me alone. Don't bother me. You know, just let me, you know, don't just leave me alone. We all have those days. You know, but we also have days where, you know, for whatever reason, I don't know. You know, we have days where we don't want to be around people. You know, but why are some people antisocial? How do people get to that level where they're antisocial? Or you have people who don't know how to make friends. You know, their friendship circle is very small. You know, not because they want it that way, but because it is that way, because they don't have the ability to make friends because how they interact with people. Hey, Saturday Night Smoke. I was late today coming on. And you're early today. I was late. You're early. So, I mean, how do you deal with people who are like that? Is it a red flag for you if you meet someone and they're antisocial? Say you meet someone, you really like them, you meet them at work and you see that they're very quiet. They pretty much stay to themselves. But you like this person, you know, and slowly you all start to talk to each other, whatever, but it's not even being an introvert. They are just basically stay to themselves type people. You know, you ask them to go out or ask them if they want to have lunch or whatever. And, they make an excuse and they say no. But again, it's not because they don't like you. It's because they don't like being around other people. So should those people work from home? Should those people, you know, have their, I mean, are these the people who you need to worry about? Hey, Brina, welcome back. There were some issues yesterday, Brina, with Podbean. So not saying that that's why what was going on with you, but a lot of people were having some issues with Podbean. oh, boy. And Power Girl, you are welcome. I didn't even see you pop in. You are early today. So, but, you know, why do people not like being around other people? You know, what is the reason? And then when I say, are those the people we have to worry about? You know, are those people who will show up at a, you know, at the, at their school with a gun? Are those people who come, you know, to the workplace with a gun? Or even if they're not in school and they don't, you know, or they're not working, they show up at the supermarket, whatever. Are those the people that we have to worry about? Are those the ones that are sitting at home writing a manifest? Well, Brina, yeah, some other people. Some people do suck. Yes. You know, some people do suck, but do you think that, you know, some people take antisocial behavior too far? And like I said, you know, there are times when, you know, I choose not to be around people. Like, you know, like I said, just leave me alone. You know, I just want to be by myself today. But it's not like that. Hey, Juju, it's not like that every day. I enjoy being around people. Some people. I guess I should say some people, you know. But and then Brina says the quiet ones aren't always the violent plotters. They're just selective sometimes. Okay. All right. So do you think that people who do not like human interaction, and I'm not saying when I say they don't like it, I'm not talking about, like I said, you know, sometimes you just want to be left alone. I'm talking about people who just don't like being around people. Is their self esteem low? I mean, do they not feel good about themselves? You know, and then again, you know, like I said, on the flip side, you have people who love being around people. Some people crave it to the point where they have to be the center of attention. But I think that's another thing when you have to be the center of attention. But I'm just saying there are some people who truly enjoy being around people. You know, and like I said before, hey, GP, welcome. You know, like I said before, you know, there are people who, you know, if you're in the medical field or if you're a teacher, you know, or some type of job where you have to interact with people, you have to have some level of wanting to be around people, wanting to interact with them. You know, way back when I was in customer service, I worked with a guy who absolutely could not stand his job. And it wasn't the job. He didn't like answering the phone. And it wasn't that he didn't like answering the phone. He says, I cannot stand answering. This is what he actually said to one time. I cannot stand answering the phone and talking to other people. And we all just kind of laughed, whatever. But he was dead serious. And he sucked at his job. And he ended up getting fired because he was always rude and people were always calling back and whatever. So they ended up letting him go. But if you don't like being around and interacting with people, why do you take that job? I'm assuming he needed the money. You know, but, you know, is there a problem there? Is there some type of disconnect? Again, when you have those people who just, you know, go off the grid, not so much because they don't want the government finding them or anything, but just because I want to live in up on this mountain by myself in my little, you know, hut that I built, leave me alone. You know, why are some people like that? Why do some people find it really hard? And I believe this is true. I think some people find it hard to socialize with people. I think you have people who they go from relationship, relationship to and relationship, not because they're looking for the right one, but because they cannot deal on a level where you're interacting with people where, you know, you have to talk to them. You have to get along with them. You have to give a little. You know, you have people who are just going to die by themselves, you know, and insecure. Yeah. I used to be people person until people messed that up for me. I mean, oh, okay, but GP, have you regressed to the point where you don't want any human interaction at all? That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the people who just don't want any type of human interaction. You know? They don't want to they don't want to deal with anyone. And I understand, you know, not wanting to be around people, you know, but for me, it's a certain type of person. There are certain people, certain type of people that I don't want to be around. You know, because for me, it's not that I don't like human interaction, but I find that some people can be toxic, some people cannot be nice, and some people you just don't trust. You know, and I'm pretty sure we all have people like that in our lives. And Brina says, I need to break from people often, but I could never just go without interaction. Exactly. I mean, we all need our space. Yes, you have to find your kind of people. But human interaction, at least to me, is important. You know, are you going to be that person out there all by yourself because you chose not to be around someone? Okay, GB says, been living alone since 2013. My house, my life, my peace. Okay, but GP, do you interact with people though? I'm not talking about you have to live with somebody. I'm not saying that you got to get married and what have you. But I'm just talking about, do you have friends? Do you have at least that one friend that you can call? Hey, Radio Parles, welcome. Daniela, welcome. Do you have, you know, at least one person that you can call? Do you have, you know, do you at least go out, and when you're out, you enjoy being out? If you go to particular places that you like, are there places that you like? I mean, a lot of people, and I understand some people have that, I can't remember what it's called. Y'all are going to have to help me out here. What is it called when you're afraid to go outside, when you're afraid to step outside, whatever. I mean, I understand that people have that. You know, but if they're living, you know, they still have people can still go see them. They're not shutting the world out. They're just afraid to go outside for their phobia, but they're not shutting out the world. And GB says, yes, I'm a bachelor. My married home has always come over for peace from their own home. I mean, yes, that was what I was looking for. Agoraphobia. Hey, crazy, welcome. You know, so yes, you may be a bachelor and, you know, you want to, you know, your home, your peace and quiet, whatever, but you allow other people in. I'm talking about the people who don't who just don't want to be around other people, who don't want to interact, don't want to do anything. And then GP says, I go out a lot, travel, just got back from vacation. Okay. Hey, crazy.
Hi. You summoned me because you said people that don't want to be around other people, that don't like people. So I thought, I thought you were calling me to the panel.
Yeah, but are you that person who you know, it's like, put like this. I'm talking about, if you truly did not like interacting with other people, you would not be on this panel right now. So well, I'm yeah. talking about the people who truly, I mean, you have people who truly just leave me alone. Don't talk to me. Don't, you know, don't just, you know, like I said before you came on, the people who go and live, you know, up in a mountain or in a forest, and they build their little, you know, hut or whatever. And, you know,
oh, that sounds like heaven.
You know, they, you know, but can being by yourself drive you crazy?
Absolutely.
Okay. So when you have people in prison in solitary, they say that one thing they can't stand is they can't stand being around people. And then before they were in solitary, where they were just in that little room or wherever they are, and they never got out. And then the laws changed where they said you got to let them out at least, you know, the prisoners have at least an hour or something, you know. But even, you know, that's not enough. But so these people who truly don't like human interaction, and again, I'm not talking about the people who are depressed or have some mental issues because of whatever. I'm talking about the people who choose to be this way. Are they, at some point, are they going to go crazy?
Well, in my humble opinion, I don't think so. If that's a choice, a real choice, because you're still going to have an interaction to a point. There's just impossible to be at not 100. You know, there's got to be a little bit. But if somebody is truly at peace with themselves, truly, that's fine. I mean, you have to be there, though. You have to be at peace. You have to have no stress, no response. I don't know how to explain. You have to be just like Zen, like, I don't know, the monks that live up there and never say a word their entire lives or something, you know, and they're fine with that because, you know, whatever. But you'd have to be 100% peace with yourself, because otherwise you'd have to have something to express. And then who are you going to express it to? People go crazy because they don't have somebody to talk to or whatever. But if somebody makes a legit choice, I feel like they would surround themselves with they would surround themselves with things that would have occupied their time anyways, books, the computer, I don't know, whatever, you know. I mean,
but even after a while, it's like you can read all the books, you can stay on the computer all you want to, and you can watch movies and, you know, TV and all this other stuff. But at some point, don't you think that you need to talk to somebody, even if it's a therapist? You know, I mean, yeah, we can talk to our cats and we can talk to our dogs and some things like that. But I'm talking about, at some point, don't you think we need to talk to someone?
Why? I mean, give me
I'll be honest
with you, because they're trying to build smart cities, right? Where we don't have cashiers. We just have stores that we go in by ourselves, walk in, walk out, type of thing. I mean, there's places like that, right? I mean, no human interaction. So why? I'm just saying, this is obviously, I'm sure this does happen, but, you know, there's got to be people that don't, you know, they have their stuff sent to them. You know, everything gets delivered, or they live off of it, or it's their land or whatever. You know, the only interaction maybe they have is with a maintenance person, fix-it person, you know, I don't know, something like that. That would be a forced interaction. But why do you need somebody? I mean, if you have everything you need and have work to do, farming to do, maybe you run a I don't know, ranch, a sanction or whatever. Why do you need to interact with other people?
All right, I'm gonna throw a variable out there. Hey, Angel Bear, welcome. I'm gonna throw this out here. And Bright Afori, welcome. Okay, so you said that we have this technology where we're bought by ourselves, right? Where they're setting it up, where cashiers, whatever. Would you say that? And I may be pushing this just a little bit too far, but how many times do you read, especially with Walmart, that people are frustrated with self-checkout? That is it the technology you're frustrated with, or do people want that interaction that I want you to scan my stuff, put in a bag, I want to talk to a cashier? So can non-human action go too far? Can we get to the point where, like you said, we're when we go out, we're doing everything by ourselves? If we go to McDonald's, there's no one else there to say, hi, may I take your order? Or they're at the drive-thru, you know, you pay your money, you scan your card, or you scan your forehead or whatever, and out pops a, you know, Big Mac, whatever. Don't you think that at some point that would kind of drive people kind of crazy? Okay, and I see crazy, gotta call GP says two Big Macs. I mean, you guys, I mean, what do you all think? Do you think that at some point we cannot live in a society where we are not interacting with people? And it will at some point drive you crazy. I think that it would. I mean, I wouldn't want to, and Brina says we need to interact. I mean, I would not want to live in a society, although I do believe we are getting there, maybe not in my lifetime, but I do believe if we keep on the road that we are going to, you know, be a movie where we are, you know, going to be dealing with machines. And those machines, you know, and you all may start laughing at me now, but those machines just may get to be a lot smarter than us and take over. I think that is possible. So while, you know, it seems all fine and dandy to want to retreat into ourselves, or I don't want to be around anybody, or I don't have a problem, you know, I'll go over there and I'll punch this button, whatever. But what if the whole world were like that? What if every day when you got up, you know, there weren't even people on the news. You know, you just pushed a button and some robotic, you know, Alexa. I mean, we're already there with hers and Siri. You know, they were the ones that today this happened and da 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 in this robotic voice. And you're not even, you know, even though whether you like the news, you know, whatever channel you listen to, it doesn't matter, because you won't even be able to see people, because all you're going to do is just push buttons. Are we going to get to that point in terms of human interaction? Okay, and GB says, I'm on Podbean. I like talking to new people and ideas. But what if the whole Podbean changed? You know, I mean, what if the chat were taken away and there was no panel? You know, and you know, you had a subject and everybody just put in their ideas of what they thought. But it wasn't live. It wasn't real time. Would you like that? You know, I mean, even for people who go on shows and they don't come on panels and, you know, whatever, or, you know, they may not even chat. They may just sit back and listen. I think that they are getting that human interaction because they do have the ability to listen to someone else or to read what someone else is saying real time. And I think that is part of human interaction. And bring a says Rosie from the Jetsons. Yes. Yes. You know, and it may seem like, you know, having Rosie from the Jetsons, great. I don't have to pay this person. I don't have to pay medical. I don't have to do any of these benefits. I don't have to, you know, if I don't have to worry about her saying that she can't show up because she's sick or she doesn't have childcare or he can't come to work today because of this, this, and this. But like Brina says, you know, it gets lonely and miserable. So that's why I ask, how much is human interaction really needed? And those who choose to step away from interacting with people, do they regret it at some point? Are they on their deathbed and they're, I wish I would have, could have, should have? You know, I mean, I don't know. Those people who choose, who make that conscious choice of being by themselves, and they end up dying by it by themselves. I don't want to die by myself. And I'm not talking about if you pass away in your sleep, you know, and you're by yourself that way. I'm talking about you die by yourself to the point where people don't even know you're gone. Because they didn't know you. Or you didn't take the time to know them. You know, you've been living in this, you know, a apartment house for 40 years, or you've been living on this block for 40 years, and you were always the person that the neighbor that nobody saw. They knew you were there, but they didn't see you. So when they didn't see you for a couple of weeks, it was no big deal because they never saw you anyway. What's that smell coming out of the house? You know, and I don't mean to be morbid or anything, but I think that that's the way some people, that's the way some people are headed. You know, I truly do. I think human interaction is extremely important. You know, hey, shy lady. You know, if you make the conscious choice of being by yourself, I think that there are repercussions down the road, because human interaction is a part of life. You know, I don't think humans were made to be alone. And again, I'm not talking about you're a bachelor, you know, or you know, you're single, whatever. I'm not talking about that alone. I'm talking about people who are just, like I said, choose to live off the grid or I'm talking about living off the grid. I mean, because you have people who live together off the grid. I'm talking about you chose to just go off by yourself, go build your own little house, and no one knows that you live there. And the only, you know, living things that you see every day are animals. I mean, I have three dogs, love them to death. But I gotta have other people to talk to. Even though sometimes your animals are, you know, better than people sometimes, you know. But you know, I just think that I just think that you need people. I think that, you know, and I think you see that when you see people who the elderly, when their family put them in nursing homes. Hey, son. You know, their family put them in nursing homes, and some family, they're religious and they religiously come to visit. But I think that for a lot of people, nursing homes, if they, and I don't even think they call them nursing homes anymore, but that they're dumping grounds. And a lot of those elderly people don't live as long as an elderly person who would be living by themselves. They're able to stay in their own home, or if they live with family, whatever. But I truly do not believe that we were meant to be alone. So you guys can disagree with me, you can agree with me, I don't know. She is on a call, TQ. See, Chalet says, I agree. You need people. Having a conversation with feedback from a person is a good thing. Yeah, I mean, or else you'd be sitting there, I mean, talking to yourself, just like you have those people that play chess by themselves, and then they turn the board. I mean, that's great, but when you really like to have an opponent, you know what I mean, if you're, you know, if you're in a race, wouldn't you like to have a race, you know, with someone that, you know, is racing? Brandon says, I wish we wouldn't institutionalize our elderly as much as we do. I love the idea of a multi-generational households. It benefits kids. Yes, it does. Let's see. I love to go to an old folks home and just hear their stories. Yeah. And that's where so... again, are you going to be that person who sits on their porch telling everybody to get off their grass? And even though I do tell people get off my grass, but I do talk to people. I do talk to people, y'all. Okay. but I mean, you know, you have people who just, again, they are just so antisocial, just so incredibly antisocial. And you look at people and, you know, have you guys ever gone, well, I'm pretty sure you have, because I think this has happened to all of us, and you could have been that person who was doing it. I don't know. You know, you go into a store and it's like the person that's checking you out, it's like, it's 9 o'clock in the morning. It's like your day just started, you know, is your day really that bad? But then again, there's a backstory. People have backstories. You don't know what they were dealing with before they came to work. But you do have some people who truly don't like being in service-related jobs because they don't like interacting with people. And for them, it's just a paycheck. Did you just invite people over for the barbecue? Yeah, GP, you come over. Just know, y'all. Some of y'all know I don't have people in my house. When people come over, they are outside. I don't, unless you are spending the night, I don't have people in my house. I stopped doing that a long time ago. I'm from the, and what did son say? I'm from the anti social club too. Oh boy. So do any of you guys yeah, Brina. Oh, Lord. Well, it's not, I mean, Brina, it's not an outhouse. Good Lord. Good Lord. Oh, boy. You keep it up, Brina. You'll be that person sitting off by the table by themselves, you know. And speaking of which, do you think that adults, because I know this happened to me when I was little and I could not stand it. It bugged me to no end. Do you think that adults are being rude to children when they're making them sit at the kiddie table at Thanksgiving? Even though they're with other people? I mean, even though they are with other people, but they're at that kiddie table, it's like, you're kind of like, you know, well, how come I can't sit here with you? You know, why can't I, you know, listen to what's going on? You know, why don't you come sit at my kiddie table with me? you know, and I always felt shunned. So, you know, are adults not knowingly making their children antisocial by seeing them at the kiddie table? Can you have long lasting scars from having to sit at the kiddie table for Thanksgiving? I mean, you know, it's just a question. It's just a question. You know, some people may. You know, so I don't know. I just think that human interaction again is important. There are people who avoid it. They avoid it for various reasons. Some people just can't handle being around other people. And again, I'm not talking about people who may get an anxiety attack or anything like that. I'm talking about people who make it as their personal choice. That they made the choice to disconnect from other people. And since more of you are here, this was a question that I asked earlier. Are those the people we need to worry about? Are those people who choose to disconnect? Are those people who come back to the job with a gun? Are those the ones who, you know, post a, what is it, either manifest or manifesto, whatever, online? And the next thing you know, they're running around town shooting folks. You know, again, you look at the people in prison who are in solitary. One thing they cannot stand is not being able to interact with other people. I mean, can you imagine going for an extended length of time, not talking to anyone? And how much does your computer help? How much does reading books help? Watching movies? Does that take the place of interacting with someone and actually talking to them? And TQ says, sitting at the kiddie table is like watching the episode of The View. Y'all don't know what goes on at the kiddie table. Oh Lord, this is true, TQ. Sometimes that kiddie table could probably be more and more going on than the grown folks table. No problem. Crazy things happen. TQ says, I understand that to the T, people's breath may be catastrophic, can't be around a lot of people for too long. TQ Rena says, I keep gum in my car for that reason. I can't stand being caught in a closed space with somebody suffering from halitosis. Oh, y'all funny. See, Sun says, try one day they're calling their parents. Wait, they're telling their parents business You know who's dating who, what the time the dating place is. Oh, Lord. Lord, Lord, Lord. See, TQ, that could be when at the kiddie table, it could be when people find out who's cheating on who from yesterday. You know, we can find out, well, who's doing this and who's doing this and who's plotting what, whatever, because everybody at the kiddie table, they know what's going on. Y'all come have a drink with me in the champagne room. So, you know, I mean, you never lie, Auntie Kiss. I'll tell their person social if they knew it by heart. And you know what, son? What the problem with that is sometimes people talk around kids thinking that kids are not listening, and kids are staying listening to everything you say. They are listening to every last word. And they know exactly where the body's buried and who buried it and how deep it is, and they gonna go and they gonna tell. So stay out of grown folks' business. Yeah, you know. But maybe we should, you know, interact with the kiddies a little bit more, you know. So, but, you know, on a serious note, though, can we annoyingly set our children up to be antisocial? You know, can we unknowingly set our children up to be antisocial? If you're that parent who always says, well, you know, you pick your kid up from school, well, don't talk to them. Well, Mom, they invited me to the birthday party. Oh no, you aren't going because we don't like them. Not that you don't like them, the mama or the daddy don't like them. We don't like them, you know, or we don't do this, or you know, Mom, can I have a birthday party? No, because we don't invite them. You know, you'll have a really nice party with just the family. You know, do we unknowingly set our kids up? If my sentences come out funny, it's because I'm driving using, that's okay. Oh, that's okay. Like, that is okay. Yes. Okay. Everybody says yes, especially this newer generation. You know, and that's another thing. If we're, you know, I cannot tell you how many times when my son was little that I saw people shoving Nintendos and iPhones in their hand whenever they started crying. You know, instead of talking to the kid or, you know, talking to your child, you know, whatever, it's like, here, take this. Because to me, it's like, okay, then the kid grows up and they don't want to go outside. They don't want to go to their friend's house. They don't want to do this or that, because why should I? I have an iPhone. I have a computer. You know, I have this. You know, I can play this game. Why do I need to talk to other people? Sherry, welcome. You know, why do I need to do that? And Brina says, kids should be part of some decisions at a certain age. I think all kids could benefit from taking debate classes in school. Interesting point, Brina. And TQ says, put some respect on those 80s babies. We never had an iPhone, Nintendo, Super Nintendo, Sega, Genesis. When I was there, broke, I couldn't picture this. It's like a new type of pacifier. Brina, I can proudly say that my child never, ever, 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 ever had a pacifier. That's one thing I said my child was not going to have. And I got them for baby gifts, whatever, baby shower gifts, and I gave them all away. Nope, you're not going to stick a pacifier in my child's mouth. I wanted to hear Auntie say that. You know, but, you know, I'm just saying, because they're people persons, they're people, GP, that's why they want to talk. They're people. Oh boy. You know, so, but for me, guys, I mean, just to wrap it up, unless y'all want to say something else, that's right. They have feelings, GP. They have feelings. Talk to somebody. You don't want to be the person who, when you die, people don't know you're dead until they smell you. I mean, don't be that person who people don't even know you're alive, and then you die and they don't know you're dead. You know, interact with your children, you know, because like Crazy was saying earlier, you know, what if we do have that world where we're, I mean, and we are going to that world right now where we're pushing buttons. We're pushing buttons. More and more, we don't have to talk to other people. And as Brina says, we'll have Rosie from the Jetsons. Everything will be Siri and Alexa. And we won't have to talk to anyone. You know, and I think that we are definitely getting there. You know, I think that we are getting there very, 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 very fast. We will eventually, I truly believe, hey, Minnesota, thank you very much, live in a Terminator society. I do believe it's very possible. I mean, y'all may laugh at me, but I do believe it's very possible where machines will get smarter than people.
I'm sorry. I did not happen.
Hey, you're at work. I totally understand. I appreciate you, you popping on. So
I assume we're probably all the way at the end, right?
You know, but I mean, I think that we are at the point where we are going to be a Terminator society. I do. I think that is very, very possible.
Ooh, solid. Don't do that.
What? Say that's possible?
We're going to have a Terminator city, but it's going to be like The Handmaids.
I mean, come on. I mean, okay, you got your phone call when I was asking this, and I'll ask this again. We see, because Lord knows I read practically every day, somebody went to Walmart and they're pissed off at self-serve. At the self-service, and then you got to stand in line, show your receipt and stuff like that.
I heard they took them all out.
Are people frustrated with self-service self-checkout because of the machines themselves, or do they want, because for me, I don't use self-checkout. I will wait in line, even if I have two things, because you do your job, and I came in here, I'm already having to bring my own damn bag, you know, whatever, you know, so, you know, check me out, you know, and I am that person, you know, if I go to Walmart or someplace who want me to stand and check a receipt, except for Costco, because that's part of the membership thing, you know. I just, you know, they say, "Ma'am, I need see your receipt." And I always say, "Go ask the cashier," and I keep walking, you know. But do people not like self checkout because they miss that interaction? That right now, when you go to self, I mean, you have no one to talk to if something's not ringing up right or you need help, whatever. I mean, This is why I say that we are headed towards that society.
I don't mind using self checkout if nobody is there, but if I'm going to stand in a line, I'm going to stand in a checkout. fucking excuse me, checkout line.
Wait, you're saying a self checkout? You're going to stand in a checkout for a cashier?
Yeah, if I have to stand, let's say there's lines on both because it's busy. I'm not standing in a self checkout to self checkout. I'm going to go to a person. Now, if nobody's there and I got a couple things, yeah, I've used them and I will use them. Like if my son's there, cause I make him bag this stuff. But I personally think that they shouldn't have them at all because people should get their jobs back. And I understand they're taking them out. I don't think that they can make, I shouldn't say this because I've seen it done, because there are stores that literally have no people in them, but I don't think you can completely take it away, but I think it's going to be a lot of Jetson-like stuff where a lot of stuff is done by machine and assembly lines and robots and, yeah, I mean, self-driving cars, all the, yeah.
We have self-driving cars right now. I personally mm-hmm. would not want to get into a self-driving car because they're having issues with these self-driving cars. But I mean, mm-hmm. so we have self-driving cars. Are we going to have self-flying planes? I mean, we already have autopilot, even though the pilot's there, you know, so.
That's fine. You can have all of that because I'm not going to be on them anyways, whether they autopilot,
but whether or not you're on it or not, you know, that doesn't mean that pilot, you know, I mean, that pilot can't crash or that self-driving car cannot, you know, create an accident for you. But I'm just saying that we are headed towards a society, in my opinion. It may not be in my lifetime, but I do believe that we are going to get to a point where you won't even have to go outside and talk to anyone because Siri and Alexa type things are going to, like I said, you turn on the news and people say, oh, I can't stand this person. I can't stand this person. I can't stand this news channel. You won't have to worry about that. Because your Siri and the Alexa type people are going to be the ones who are giving you the news in a robotic thing. And you don't have to worry about looking at the person.
Jetsons, right? We're going to do Jetsons, right?
Right, yeah. Right. So,
because we're going to have a Rosie and Rosie's going to do everything.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hey, shy lady. Welcome.
Hey, hello, everybody. Just wanted to give my two cents. I did read or saw somewhere on the news that Walmart is considering bringing back, just like Crazy said, they're considering bringing back more people instead of the self-checkout, mainly because of theft. This was what they're saying. But I do want to say that a lot of companies are pushing this automated stuff because my husband is one of those people that like to write checks when he pay bills. He doesn't like the online stuff. And he contacted the toll tag because they made an error on our account. So he called them. And the woman that was on the other end was steadily encouraging him to go online and do his business. And he was like, well, if I go online and do business, you won't have a job. And she was like, oh, yeah. But it's really sad that these companies are so greedy. You know, they've already started this offshore stuff with hiring people outside of America to do customer service and things like that. And now they're pushing this automation system, and it's steadily making Americans without jobs, and it's really quite sad because it's all about greed. So that's just my two cents.
Okay,
all right. I agree with that.
One thing that I will say, I have not written a check in years. I don't even know where my checkbook is. I have
but
not.
Why written... are we? But why is it anybody's? Like, it's legal tender. I actually got into it with somebody. They had the cashier was like, oh, why do I have to? Because that's your job.
No, you are absolutely right. You are absolutely right. And they do want you to go online. And like Chai Lady says, that is your job. You know, my mother and father to the day they died, they did not use debit cards.
My dad,
they refused to use them. They were not doing this download and the banking, whatever. And my dad went inside the bank. They wrote checks. They, you know, they did that. And they said that people, you know, would when they went to the bank, they would say, well, you know, if you did this, and like, nope, I'm coming to the bank, you know, because you do have those old school people. But you know, again, I do believe that we are going to be where we're not going to have to worry about whether or not the person has a job at the bank or not, because they messed up your account, because they're going to come and say no more checks. They are going to come out. They are going to say that, you know. And then with Walmart, a lot of people say, you know, and Target, whatever, say, well, it's because of theft. I don't think that it is because of theft. You don't want to hire more people, but yet you have all these people standing around making sure you aren't stealing something. Tell me how that makes sense. You have a long line of people at the self-checkout. You have all these workers there standing next to you pretty much to make sure that you're ringing up everything correctly. Why not just open up more cashiers and have the people go through that? I bet more people, it's not about theft. It's you not wanting to pay benefits and hire more people.
Benefits.
But tell me how that makes sense. But we are going to be automated where, again, you're not going to have to talk to anybody. You are not going to have to talk to anybody. If, I mean, you know, Rosie, the Jetsons maid. I mean,
I want one. I want a Rosie in my house, and I want it to look like Shorty.
that's another show. That's a Friday show. That's a Friday discussion. Oh Lord. But I mean, I'm just saying, I think that we are going to be at that point at some time, unless the world blows up before that. And that's very well possible too. Brina says, my grandfather was the same way, all cash everywhere. He got robbed often though. Make it make sense. And somebody says something, Brina says, can we talk about the overly friendly cashier? So you don't care about how my day was. We don't have to
pretend. I agree with that.
Oh, Lord.
I'm sorry.
Wait, hold on. Let me read what Blazing Tuna says. When a company says they are trying to go 0% carbon emissions, that includes people, because we are added carbon-based life forms and breathe out carbon. Carbon, excuse me. And GB says Japan is like that. Hotels and restaurants has everything in a kiosk. Yes, Asia, a lot of those Asian places, everything is in a kiosk. I do know that China is pretty much to the point where they're ruling out currency, where you have to use your debit card. It's no money. So, you know, so Shy Lady, you know, with hubby, you know, writing checks and stuff, they very well could, and I do believe that it is coming. We are no longer accepting checks. You can no longer write checks. And what are you going to do? Except get pissed, but it's going to force you to.
I have checks, but I haven't used them in a long time.
Yeah, I mean, I have them too, but I don't even know where mine are. I mean, I know they're probably in some drawer, but I have not written a check.
When I first moved here, I wrote a check. I was actually surprised when I first moved to this little town, 2017, you had to go into the office. It was like one of those old school buildings with the brown signs above the doors. Mm-hmm. And you had to go in there and sign a contract, not e-sign, wasn't no website. You had to sign a contract and you had to write a check. They would not take a money. They would take a money order or a check. They wouldn't take no cash, no debit cards. So when I originally started my electric account or whatever, I had to use the check. That was the last time, I think. I take that back. So up to 2 years after that, you had to pay with a check, and then they switched over to electronic something, whatever. Yeah.
Okay. And then Charlotte says a lot of those companies are stealing information. The Chinese government has been accused of stealing lots of American data. And you know what? Americans are stealing theirs. Everybody's stealing something. So it's not just the Chinese or what the America is doing it too. Hell, your neighbor next door is stealing electricity. So everybody is still. I mean, I'm just saying. You know, with technology, it has gotten to the place. You know, so that's why you know I'm just not going to. All governments are doing it. They're all doing it. Why are we having so many data breaches? Yeah, we can blame it on somebody else, on another country, but you don't think that our own government is not doing any of this stuff?
Oh, sure. Absolutely. I agree.
You know, so you know, it's like, I think we've gone beyond the point, whether you don't write checks, when you do write checks, when you go into the bank, you don't go in into the bank, whatever method you use to transact your business, how you're talking on the phone, whatever, somebody is always going to find a way to tap in and do something. You know, so.
I don't think self-checkout is bad for some people. Like, there are people that don't want to deal with people. I just think that it shouldn't take up all the jobs. They shouldn't make it priority right over somebody physically standing there. They no longer care about customer interaction. But at the same time, I'm be honest, I'm with Brina. I do not like getting behind people that want to chat it out. All right. You don't have to talk to each other. You don't have to do that. And they shouldn't take offense if I don't want to talk. Like, they get an attitude, like if I'm giving an attitude, I'm not giving you an attitude, and I shouldn't have to explain to you why I just don't want to talk to you right now. Yes, I'm good. Thank you. Just ring up my stuff, put it in the bag. Let's go. I don't always want to speak to people. I'm not going to be rude or anything, but I don't want to have a conversation. I don't want to tell you how I am. Or none of that. And I'm not going to ask you how you are. If you ask me how I am, I'm going to say, fine, thank you. And then you're going to think I have an attitude, but it's not. It's just because I don't want to talk. Do I have to explain to you why I'm not going to go on? I mean, seriously, can't you just ring my stuff up and go and not think that I have an attitude? Maybe I'm just not having a good day. Let me be quiet. Let me have silence. Move along.
This is true. But I am going to push back a little bit on what Shiley said about Walmart and theft, because I look at it like this. If I'm running a business and I'm so concerned with theft at a certain place, you know, if it's the self-checkout, or if I notice that, you know, everybody's running out of this one particular door or something like that, I'm closing that door. I'm taking the self-checkout out. That's why it's not about self-check. I mean, yes, people are probably stealing at self-checkout. Do I think a lot of people are doing it? No. I think that they are too lazy to hire more people, pay these people, you know, whatever. And that's it. I mean, I have one market here that I love going to. They have no self-checkout. They have never had it. Ever, ever, ever had it. But every single one of their cashier stations are manned. They have cashiers. It's like 12 stations. Whatever store you go into for that particular store, wherever you go, no matter what store you go into, there is a cashier at every single place. Even if the store is super crowded, they get those people in and out, whatever. I love going into that store. You know, so I don't think that it's just about the theft, because if you were so concerned about it, and it's been happening for how long have we had self-checkout? How long have you been complaining about theft? Then I would think that, you know what, we're going to take this out and we're going to start having everybody go to a cashier.
But you know what? You mentioned something that was significant. It is benefits and having to worry about insurance for real people, you know, people insurance, people getting hurt on the job, stuff like that. I believe that that contributed to them. They were like, oh, we can replace people. We'll just put self-checkouts in there. Then they don't get hurt, but they still get broken. So they're, you know what I mean? Like, it's, you act like it's, they act like that's a win all be all, but it's not. They still get broken. People still mess them up. People probably, you know, I mean, all that other stuff. So you're still doing that. But I really feel like they thought they could run their stores like that. And I do believe that people steal greatly from them. But also, those are the ones that don't show people receipts or argue with the ones. I mean, obviously, people steal. People stole before self-checkout was there. They ran out with carts full of stuff. It doesn't matter. But like, I think that they were trying to replace people, and it backfired.
COVID gave them the opportunity to do what they're doing. It gave them, well, you know, we don't want everybody getting COVID, so, you know, everybody just check, you know, just check out themselves, whatever. Even though the checkout machines are like right next to each other, so you breathe on somebody, I'm getting COVID. Still, you know, whatever. Right. You know, so I mean, I'm just saying that if something is such an issue, take it out. You have the money to do it. You know, so I don't believe that it's just theft. Is you not, you know, yeah.
Definitely a combo.
That blinking light drives me insane. Brennan says she wants to hurt the machine. See, you gonna hurt. Now, would you hurt Rosie if Rosie was blinking? Because didn't Rosie have a blinking light on
top
of
her? She had a siren, or was it a siren or a light on top of her? She did, because when, because she was the ambulance too.
Stop. Crazy. When they're not here to defend themselves, stop. And you talking about me? Oh, Lord. I'm looking forward to Friday night. I am. Oh, well. Brina says, I never hurt her. I mean, Brina, now, if you slap Rosie upside the head, is she really going to get hurt?
Listen, Rosie would hide bodies for people, is all I'm just saying.
So Rosie would help Ellie hide the body. All right. Rosie would help Ellie hide the body. Oh, Lord. Yeah, TQ, you are in this space. So don't try to say you're not. You are here. Oh, so anyway, Shyla, do you have any last words of wisdom? Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. I was just actually putting on a little makeup. But anyway, I'm about to head out in the streets. No, but good conversation. And everybody made some really great points. Hopefully they will not continue with this automation stuff. And I know you say you think that everybody's going to be replaced, but hopefully not. Some people will be there with jobs to, you know, be able to help people. But no, I don't have anything else. That's it.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for popping up. Miss Crazy, do you have any last words of wisdom you'd like to share?
Somebody actually made a good point. Actually, a couple of people probably made it. If we don't let it go that way, it can't. You know, people are actually they're revolting a little bit, because there was one thing for the government to just, you know, kind of every once in a while throw a little wrench in the cogs, right? But right now, like, the government's been doing too much, and now people are starting to come. So maybe don't let it go there. Like, you know, write checks. The thing is the generation of check writers are going to be extinct. That is crazy to say, but that is the truth. But
it's true, because a lot of people are, because of debit cards, people don't, I mean, they're not even asking you, do you want checks anymore. I mean, if you go open up a bank account, they're not even asking you if you want a checkbook. They're just like, well, here's your debit card. So, you know, this the generation that's coming up now, they don't even know what a checkbook is.
They don't even know it. Yeah, that I was just, as I was saying it, I was like, my God. But yeah, you know, I mean, if you feel about something, no, I guess the point is if you feel strongly about something, you can only do it as long as you're around. So don't feel bad if you're revolting and you want to write a check and somebody behind you is like, oh, God, I got to wait an extra minute. Because let me tell you something, I'll write a check. If I didn't write a check, let's say somebody behind me scoffs at somebody in front of me writing a check, you know what? I'm going to put checks in my purse. Then I'm going to write a check.
You know what? You know what? Crazy. I am going to say this. If you are that person, I spit on you. Okay. If you are this particular person, because it irks me to no end. If you're going to write a check and you know you're going to the 1-2-3-3 store, and you know you're going to the Dollar Tree or whatever, wherever, write, can you please write that information on the check before you get up to the counter and you write the date of the check?
No, I'm writing it all at the counter. What the
My thing is, if you knew you were going to this store, and then people go, and what's the date? You got a damn checkbook in front of you. Look at the calendar. I mean, seriously, I'm telling you, crazy.
I wish you would complain because I will pull out every identification I have.
I'm complaining.
I swear.
Hello, Ken. Hello, Ken. Welcome. Welcome, Ken. You know, I'm telling you, those are the people.
Listen, go listen to Solid. If you want to write a check, write a damn check.
I didn't say you couldn't write the check. I'm just saying that if you knew you were going to that damn store, then you write the check. And GP,
we do that at the counter. We don't do that pre-check stuff. This ain't TSA, Solid. We don't do pre-checks.
I got something for you. But that's a Friday night thing. So, yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I got something for you and your little check right, holding up the whole damn line, asking what's today's date? Is today the 6th? No, the 5th. The 6th? Is it the 7th? Look at your damn checkbook. You have a calendar.
But maybe I want to interact that day, so I'm going to ask how she's doing, and then we're going to talk about the weather.
But you didn't want to interact with the cashier.
Yeah, that's right. And maybe she's having a bad day, and I want to say a prayer for her too.
Oh yeah. Uh-huh. So yeah. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Brina, I'm saying this to you: the hypocrisy, and I'm spitting when I say the hypocrisy, Oh Lord, oh, gotta love them. Brina says a check writer and an overly friendly cashier. That's a day. You think so? Well, y'all, shy lady. In all fairness, I'll ask you: do you say something else?
Nope, you guys have done enough for me.
All right, y'all. Well then, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Shay Lady. What were you saying?
That one of these days I'm going to have to join the Friday show because I mean I just you guys are probably way over the top on Friday.
Oh, Shy Lady, you would. Come on through.
But don't bring your sensitive side because you may get your feelings hurt. Oh, Lord. And TQ, you know you in that space. and Shy Lady Son is saying to you, Shy Lady, save yourself. Don't. Oh, but Brina, you've been in that space too. Oh Lord. All right, y'all. Emmanuel, welcome. We are about to play our outro song. So y'all, I have two songs I was gonna play today. Both Michael Jackson, either Human Nature or Leave Me Alone, since we were talking about human nature. So I think I was probably gonna head towards Leave Me Alone. So okay, here we go. Michael Jackson, Leave Me Alone.
I don't
Well, that's it, y'all. Leave me alone. Michael Jackson, he is Miss. Well, guys, tomorrow I'll be over at my other house, 1 p.m. Pacific, but Friday night, I'm sorry, y'all. I'm just laughing about last Friday night. I am still laughing, and I'm laughing what Ellie was talking about yesterday in the chat with TQ. I'm just laughing about a lot of things. So anyway, y'all, enjoy the rest of your day or evening, and I'll be over at my other house tomorrow. Bye.